Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, and this is episode number 171. And on today's show, I am interviewing an attorney who sees direct sales as her future and her ticket out of a grinding, grueling career that, while she enjoys certain aspects of it, definitely keeps her bound to certain things that she doesn't want to do. So if you're interested in sponsoring those corporate types, attorneys, those big hitters that we often hear about, stay tuned for today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello again. It's Jackie Almer, and welcome to today's show where I am going to be interviewing an attorney, as I mentioned, who has chosen direct sales and a career with our profession over her career as an attorney. Now, she is still a full-time attorney, but she's transitioning and building her business on the side, as many of us do. And she works a 60-hour week. So if you're wondering, gosh, how can you get it done? Trust me, busy people and people who have a burning desire with a motivated why are the ones who get things done. Now, you may be thinking, gosh, I'd love to sponsor somebody like that. You know, someone who has money to invest in product, money to invest in their business, who has the foresight to understand running your own business and all the things that go along with that. And if you're part of the Direct Sales Online Coach Program, I have a whole segment on success language, how to approach professionals and that type thing. And remember, when someone has a big why and you can find a way to fill that need that they have with a solution, they're going to be interested regardless of what their career path may be. So you could learn more over at streetsmartwealth.com/coach. That'll give you details on my one-on-one coaching program as well as my Inner Circle coaching program. So with that, I am thrilled to welcome Susan Wilson to the show. Susan and I actually met live here in Ventura at networking events. As you know, I've been busy the last 4 months, 5 months, almost 6 months now, doing a lot of offline networking and expanding my business and product sales and customer base with offline networking. And that's a great way to meet other people. So Susan and I actually met in person. We've networked together and done a lot of different things. And it's kind of interesting. She's a Mary Kay consultant, and some people might think that we're competitors, but we're not. We've become good friends, and we champion each other in direct sales. So without further ado, I'm just going to kind of go into a little bit of her bio and then bring her on the show. And, you know, she kind of fits the model that so many do. She went straight from high school to college to law school because that's what you were supposed to do. You know, get that degree, go get that great secure job and that type thing. And, you know, she quickly found out that while she enjoyed much of what she did, she wasn't fulfilled in all areas of her life in terms of her career. So she had fun with the Mary Kay products for a while and then ultimately joined on as a consultant and started building a team. And that's what she's focused on now. Again, part-time. So she's really kind of more part-time law and part-time Mary Kay these days. In January of 2015, she opened her own law office and focuses on estate planning and different things like that. But it's important to note that, you know, she's building it alongside her law practice and her Mary Kay business. She's building them together. So without further ado, let me bring on Susan Wilson and let's get into the interview.
Okay. Well, Susan, welcome to today's show. I'm so thrilled to have you on, and I'm looking forward to having you share a little of your story and enlighten our listeners into your journey.
Thank you, Jackie, and thank you for the offer to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have a background that I just love, and as I mentioned when I was introducing you, one of the things that really intrigued me about getting your story is your corporate background, if you will. You know, you're one of those type people who would typically or could typically be on the chicken list of a lot of people because you've got that title of attorney after your name. And I know, you know, a lot of times for people when they're getting started, they make their list, but they edit it thinking, oh, well, that person's already successful. They wouldn't be interested, or, oh, what will they think of me if they know I'm involved in one of those or whatever. So I definitely want to delve into the meat of that as we go along. So tell us a little bit about your background. You know, I shared just a little bit in your bio, but, you know, people want to hear your story. So share a little bit about your story with us.
Let's see. I grew up in a small town, so from Ojai, California, and just having a small family. I have one brother and very positive environment growing up, I'd like to say. Very blessed in that my parents have always said we could do whatever, you know, for my brother and I, whatever we wanted to do, as long as it made us happy. And they encouraged us to do, you know, whatever we wanted to do. You know, but that being said, we were, you know, Catholic grade school, Catholic high school, you know, expected on to college, and, you know, corporate career route was what you did. And even, you know, through a positive environment of do whatever, you know, makes you happy, it was still kind of an expectation of who you should become, and that, you know, what that success meant by that. And so I, you know, after high school, went on to college, and immediately a couple months after graduating, started law school. I attended Santa Barbara College of Law in the evening, and I worked full-time for an attorney during the day, and took extra summer school classes to graduate early. It was a four-year program. I graduated in 3.5, so that I took the bar in February instead of July with the rest of the class, so that I passed the bar in May, and I was working as an attorney in June before the rest of my class had even taken the bar exam. And so, you know, was always the overachiever in that respect. And I was happy at that time. I was loving what I was doing. I was happy working hard, happy as an attorney for the first 10 years, or at least thinking that I was super happy.
Interesting. Say more about that. What do you mean thinking that you were happy? Can you describe that?
Sure. And I mean, in hindsight's always 20/20, and it, you know, in retrospect, you think, and I know, kind of maybe anticipating, you know, where this question is going, in that when I joined the direct sales company that I'm with, I wasn't looking to join a direct sales company, but I was looking for something else in my life. And not actively seeking it, but the qualities of joining a direct sales company appealed to me in some respect. I was working a 60-hour-a-week job. I was planning a destination wedding. So I really didn't have any extra time. I didn't need any extra money, but I needed something else. And I think it was when I joined, it was the positive women, the positive environment, and that was missing from my life at the time of being involved with a corporate job.
Very good. And, you know, you're with Mary Kay, and Mary Kay is definitely a company that's known for uplifting women and, you know, having that sisterhood almost. I think that's the term that I hear often related to it and that kind of thing. So tell us how you learned about Mary Kay and what it was that took you down the path of joining. And did you know anything about direct sales before? Had you ever been involved in anything else? Share some of that with us.
Sure, of course. So I was introduced to Mary Kay when I attended a Mary Kay party. I didn't know anything about the product. I had never heard of it before. No one had ever, you know, asked me to host a party or attend a party. And a girlfriend of mine, I was living in Ventura at this time. I was working in Thousand Oaks. And a friend of mine in Santa Barbara that I had gone to law school with said, I'm having this Mary Kay party. Why don't you come over? It'll be fun. And I said, okay. I don't, you know, the word fun probably is what appealed to me at the time. And my mom and I went, and it was relaxing, and it was fun, and everybody was having a good time, and I loved the products, and, you know, bought probably half of everything they were selling at the time because I just fell in love with it all, and didn't really think of it as a, didn't really know that much about direct sales companies at all. And they were not on my radar, and I had not been exposed to them. And this was 10 years ago. And so it was quite a while ago that I was introduced, 10 or 12 years ago, to Mary Kay, and used it for, used the products. My mom was on the products. My aunt started using the products, all my family members. And we just, we knew that she sold them, but I didn't really think of about what a direct sales company was. And I was, you know, working my job and thinking only of that. And one day I asked my consultant who was providing me the product. She was then living in Santa Barbara. She was a flight attendant. And then I was working in Thousand Oaks with these crazy hours. And so I never was able to really catch up with her. And so I approached her and said, how do we make this easier for me to get these things that I love? And that's how I sat down with her and learned more about what a direct sales company was.
And so by that, you basically mean the sponsoring piece of it, bringing people in and that kind of thing?
Yeah. And she and I had, you know, she had never, in going back to what you spoke of earlier, being on, you know, maybe I was on her chicken list. And that, you know, she never considered the fact that I might want to even hear about it for whatever, you know, or learn more about it in any respect, you know. And so she never shared anything about selling the product. And,
So you were referring all of your family and everybody to her.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that. Wow. Oh, got it.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, so I was a consumer for a couple of years of the product and just loving it and using it, and it wasn't on my radar for, I jumped around a little on you there. It wasn't really on my radar for, for selling it or for, you know, getting it directly, you know, delivered to me until our schedules just started not jiving and I was not able to get my product as quickly as I, you know, as I wanted it. Because she was gone when I was available and things like that. And so I just said to her, tell me more about, you know, about this company and how do I, is there a way for me to get it directly? And, you know, I've heard about what direct sales is, but I don't really know. And so she and I sat down over coffee for probably a couple of hours while I, you know, really picked her brain on everything involved in what it was about.
So what was it that triggered for you? Gosh, you know, there's got to be a way for me to do this and make some money, or, you know, what happened that triggered that? You just were tired of, you know, kind of being the middleman, or?
I think, I've thought a lot about that lately as I've been growing that business over my law practice lately. And so I was reflecting back on that, and I really can't really nail down exactly what it was, other than that I was, and it sounds just vague, but that I was looking for something more. I didn't have any extra time. I was working more than full time. I was making good money. And I was, you know, it was a need to get that product directly to me, just trying to, you know, tired of being the middleman on that, as you were saying. And so that first initial reaction of meeting with her was to to get my product directly. And then as I learned more about the company, and I had attended an event to learn more about it, and I read Mary Kay Ash's autobiography, I started to fall in love with the company and the values, and it was so different from where I was working at the time that a light bulb went off of, you know, let's take a look at this. What is, you know, this sounds interesting.
Right. So how did you launch your business then? What did you go about doing? I mean, like you said, you were already working a gazillion hours. You know, what did that look like for you to find time, make time, everything else to get going?
Well, the initial, when right after I joined, it was 3 months after I joined the company, I went to Hawaii and got married and had a small wedding there. And then I came back from my honeymoon, and I was laid off from my job. And so, and I didn't really realize how unhappy I was at that job until they laid me off. And so it was kind of, it was a shock, of course, as with anything. And you know, I had just joined Mary Kay, so I really didn't know too much about it or too much about the products, other than the ones I was using. And so my initial reaction was to go out and get another job in the legal field, which I did. And so so that I did not launch my Mary Kay business immediately upon joining, but I did start attending events and being surrounded by more positive people, and I think that helped my sanity with the career in the legal field that I kept working with. And so I was, you know, within a month or so, I found another job, and in the area of family law. And it's not always the happiest subject because, you know, like in a typical litigation type case, you have, you know, you're either defending or you're advocating for someone. And so if you do a good job on either side, usually someone is happy. you know, either you successfully defend them or they successfully win, you know, the cause that they were, the remedy they were seeking. In a, you know, divorce case, it's, you know, both sides are unhappy because it's the end, you know, of their relationship. It's the end of the way of life works for them. And so it's often, there is no, like, happy ending to any, you know, to a lot of those situations. And I think what my sanity was being able to attend, we have weekly training with all the other consultants. And so I attended that, even if I wasn't actively selling that week or doing a lot with my Mary Kay business, I was still involved for the social aspect and the inspiration and the sisterhood, you know, that we definitely find with that. And I just snuck it in to my life here and there. Like if I met a lady that I liked and I, you know, offered her a facial or a party, and we would do it on a Saturday morning or a Sunday afternoon or one night a week or something. So I would just plug it in, you know, whenever I had time at that time. And that's kind of how I just slowly started working it and learning more about the business.
Very good. So now, I mean, I know just because we are friends and we're local, you know, just from chatting with you, you have some bigger goals now, I think, than just having fun with it and, you know, and having that bond and everything. So what are some of your goals? What would you like to see happen with your business?
I do have some very big goals for that. And it is funny what you wish for because and what we say in Mary Kay is, like, you know, what you think about, you bring about. And so I was not very, you know, happy with the position in family law where I was working. It did offer me, in the past 2 years, it's offered me some flexibility. So I've been able to work a little bit more of my Mary Kay business and also explore taking on my own clients in law, which I haven't done in the past. And the work for the attorney that I'm working for now has been slowly decreasing because he's nearing retirement, and so he is not taking on as many clients in his practice. And so, therefore, the work that trickles down to me is less and less. And so just out of, you know, be careful what you wish for. Now make a choice. What do you want to do with your, you know, the next step in life? And so here's this great opportunity sitting in front of me, you know, my Mary Kay opportunity. And I, you know, I enjoy the camaraderie of the other ladies that I'm with. I enjoy helping my clients, my customers. It's, you know, I get to teach and train your customers on what the products offer, about skincare, about different, you know, color looks. And so it's always has a little bit of challenge with it because everybody has a different question or a different need that they need fulfilled, you know, with their skin even. So I took a look at where I was in my life and thought, you know, after 18 years of practicing law, I've finally given myself permission to say it's okay to have a second career or have, you know, a change in career or still be involved in law. And so I've set some goals for myself. One of them was to open up my own office for my law practice so that I could have take on my own clients and have the flexibility to also pursue my Mary Kay business as well, which wasn't, you know, as easily to do when you're working for someone else. And so then I was able to set goals for myself with Mary Kay, which include becoming a director, which is the next career level in Mary Kay that you can self-promote to when you're ready. And that means that I would then train and mentor other women, which I love to do, and also the opportunity to earn a company car, as we call it, you know, a career car that is paid for by Mary Kay based upon your efforts in your business. So those are my goals for the end of the year between now and
very
December.
Good. Now, are you a person, have you mapped out like a business plan? Do you have, you know, something that you're committed to and sticking to with in terms of number of contacts? Tell us a little bit about what your week looks like.
My week, it's divided into both of my businesses right now. So I do, and I just recently graduated from the Women's Economic Ventures course, the WEAVE, that's offered locally in our county. And I did that for my law practice because although I know the law, I don't know how to run a business for my law practice. And so it was a 14-week course, and at the end of that course, through all of the education training and experts, of which, Jackie, you came and spoke, which I was which I thoroughly enjoyed seeing you that day. And then you came in. Yeah, that was fun. So I have now a business plan for my law practice, which is tailored on working it part-time and the number of clients that I would need to see to, you know, to sustain that business in the level that I choose. And then for my Mary Kay business, we are just blessed with having mentors and the ladies who have gone before us, who are directors and national directors, who help us devise a plan. When I say I want to build a team of ladies to mentor and train and become a director and drive a Mary Kay car, they say, okay, how many, you know, then we look back and say, how many hours a week are you willing to work? How many people do you want to see and that kind of thing? So my short-term goals to lead to that are, it's what I call 30 faces a month. So I want to put product on and see and share with 30 women this month and each month this summer. So it's a June, July, and August goal of just, you know, getting together and sharing the products with 30 women. And then, of course, sharing, asking each of them. We have a video of a director who speaks about the business and in such a great, positive, and eloquent way that I have yet to duplicate and am learning on. But, you know, I'd love to share that video with people who I meet with who try the product. And not everyone is, you know, a lot of people will look at it, which is great, but it's not, you know, of course, it's not for everybody. And so, but of those people who look at it, there may be a few who, and hopefully a few who want to learn more. And then I'd love to sit down with them and share my personal story and answer all of their questions. And then a few of those would actually see the benefit from a Mary Kay career in their life, either part-time or, you know, full-time, whatever their interest level. And that's how I want to grow my customers and grow my team. So, but first, you know, and foremost, I love sharing the product, and I think that's important, definitely.
So I love that because I'm a big believer in systems and tools, you know, and it's kind of funny, mm-hmm. dear, you say you haven't yet been able to, like, do it as eloquently as she does, but, you know, the reality of it is, when you have a cool tool like that in place, you don't have to, and then your prospect always sees, wow, this is something I could do because I don't have to be able to do it as good as Susan does or whatever. You know, they see that there's a tool in place.
So question for you, then, when you're working with someone, you're, you know, doing a facial or whatever it is that you're doing with them, how do you segue them into that part, that point of sharing the business side of it? Because I know that's a question that so many people have so often. It's like, you know, there's two sides to our business, obviously. We have the customer side, which is very important, but we also have the business side. And I know I always like to share with people, you know, there's two sides to what I do, you know, and I'd love to share the other parts. How do you segue into that with people? When they're in front of you, do you wait till after it's over? Give us some ideas. And I know it's probably going to vary a little bit with everybody, but if you have some general ideas, I know that would help the listeners.
Of course, sure. We, and you know, like you said, I love having tools. I love having, you know, what I like to present and what I hope comes across to people is that I am duplicatable. You can do what I'm doing. It's a system that was created by Mary Kay 51 years ago, and we use the same basic model. The skincare has changed with science and technology, but it's the same model of the sitting down with someone for them to try the product first. And then we do have some men, but it is, you know, mostly a company for women that women are drawn to. But women especially won't sell a product they don't love or believe in. And so I did have someone approach me once and asked me about the business, and I sat down with her first and had her try the product because, you know, I said, I could sign you up today. You know, we could get you started, but you don't even know too much about the product and how passionate and excited are you going to be, you know, about it if you haven't tried it yourself or learned about it. You know, she had heard, you know, an ad or something about how great it was and just, you know, approached me. So, you know, we took a step back and did it first. So, but at either an individual or at a group setting, I have a basic script that I follow in my class so that I don't forget something or that keeps me on track. So I'm not there for 3 hours at your home, you know, playing with kids
right,
there.
Right.
You know, as part of my script, I talk a little bit in the beginning, what we call our I story. And that's, you know, about a two minutes version of, you know, how my life before Mary Kay, why I joined, and my life now after Mary Kay. And then I also ask the ladies at the class to watch what I'm doing and see if it's something that you would enjoy doing. You know, just watch me while I do this class. And if it's something appeals to you about it, just let me know at the end. So you kind of plant those seeds about the business opportunity throughout the class. And so, you know, we talk in the beginning about what I love about it. You know, then I say, you know, watch what I do. And then at the end, I tell them what my goals are. You know, my goal is to facial 30 women each month this summer. That's my summertime goal. I'm doing a before and after model portfolio, and would love to have you and your friends as a part of it. And, you know, and my second goal is that I would love to have a team of women with me, working with me, that I can mentor, that I can train, and show them to have the kind of life and lifestyle that I have, that Mary Kay has afforded me. And, you know, would love to just share with you what that's about. And I usually offer them a little, you know, a little incentive for their time, because their time is valuable. So maybe, like, if there was a lip gloss that they enjoyed at the party but they don't think they could afford it or they didn't get it, I'll say, you know, I know that you really, you know, liked that lip gloss color. You know, if you meet with me for coffee for 30 minutes, you know, I'd love to give that to you as a gift for your time of sitting down with me. And then, you know, and so I actually just ask them right at the end if they would, you know, just hear more about it. And then see what they have to say. And it helps me in sharing, and, you know, they know that I'm still, you know, learning, and people just, especially women, love to help other women. So if you just share with them what your goal is and share what your heart is about it, they'll be willing to at least hear more about it. And if it's not for them, like we like to say, they may know someone. It may trigger something in their mind that it might be for their cousin who's talking about going to Target to get a part-time job to make a little extra money or something like that. And so if it's not for them, it might be for somebody they know.
Yeah, and I love that. And it's so true. I mean, our job is just to get it in front of people, you know, to offer it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can't control anything but our own willingness to do that. We can't control whether they say yes, no, or maybe, but we can't control, you know, our numbers and getting it out there. And, you know, if I've learned anything, it's the power in that and the power in following up and that people's situations change, you know. And,
definitely.
You know, and, mm-hmm. and you're a good testament to that with your own story, you know. And that kind of thing. So that kind of leads me to my next question. So you might be on people's chicken list or someone, you know, with the words attorney or doctor or CPA, you know, there's a lot of different professions that for whatever reason, there tends to be a mindset around, you know, oh, those people are already successful or, oh, well, you know, they're a pillar of the community or this or whatever it is that people make up that causes us not to approach them. So given your story and what you know, what advice do you have for anyone who has an attorney or a doctor or a CPA or someone like you on their list? How would you suggest that they go about approaching them?
I think first it would depend obviously on how well you knew that person. Obviously if they're kind of a stranger to you and you don't really know them that well, I always think in my mind that if I ask them and they, you know, and like the first step is going to be to ask them to maybe be a model for me or to, you know, to try the product. I'd love to have an attorney in my model portfolio or, you know, before we even get into the business side of it. But if I don't know them that well and I don't see them very often and they say, no to that, you know, I've mostly gotten over the fear of the no in that nothing has changed when somebody says no. And especially if I don't know them that well, I'm not going to see them that often. They may not even remember that I asked them that, and they're not going to go share it with anyone else that, you know, so there's, you know, there's really no need to be for those people to be, for them to be on your chicken list. But if it is somebody that you know, whatever your business is, that your product that you have to offer to them, you're offering that person a gift when you offer to sit down with them and give them the personal attention. And so if you think of it more as, you know, I have this gift, this service that I offer my customers. It comes in the form of skincare. It comes in the form of, you know, I deliver to your home or office when you run low on your product. And, you know, so when you think of it that way, it kind of deflates the scariness about it, I think, in that because you're not approaching them to sell a product that you might think, you know, that someone might have given a not rated it as high as another product in their mind, or you're prejudging what they might think of what you have to offer. It's not really the product that you're offering them. It's the service. It's the gift. And so you just, you know, present it to them as, you know, I am a consultant with an international cosmetic company. And you are just, you're so polished. You're so refined. You're just someone that I would love to have in my model portfolio. I would love to meet with you for a half an hour and just get your opinion of our product and have an after photo taken and get your, you know, find out what you like the best. And that helps me with my business to learn and grow. And would that be something that would interest you? And so you just kind of, you know, just treat it like you're, you know, you're offering them something that is, you know, you love it. It's fabulous. And why wouldn't they love it and think it's fabulous? I mean, you just have to change that, you know, that mentality. But I do understand that there, because I have people who are on my chicken list that I've had to approach. So believe it or not, even, you know, those of us who, you know, there's always someone who is a chicken list for someone else. So you're not alone out there when you're thinking that, you know, there's someone, you know, seems unapproachable that you want to approach.
Yeah, it's true. And thanks for sharing that, definitely, because, you know, it's kind of funny. It doesn't matter what we do as a career, even often how successful we become, almost all of us have those little demons and those, that self-talk that can be negative sometimes and different things like that. So that doesn't go away just because of certain choices that we make. So thanks for sharing that. It's good to know. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's definitely good to know. Well, cool. So, gosh, any advice that you would have for anybody who's just getting started, who's, you know, struggling in their business? What advice do you have after, how many years have you been pursuing the business side of it?
The business side of Mary Kay, almost 2 years now.
Okay. All right. Good. So what advice would you have for someone new getting started or somebody who's struggling and thinking, oh, you know, maybe this isn't for me, whatever?
I think that, and with a lot of companies that are out there, there's a lot of direct sales companies now, and there's a lot of great direct sales companies that are out, a lot of different opportunities that you can pursue. And if you're not in one right now, I would say to look for one that has something that obviously that appeals to you. If you're using a product or if you're providing a service, but you're working for someone else and someone keeps saying to you, and you keep telling everybody about it, you know, then that's the direction that you should head. But if you're in a direct sales business, if you're, I would say to get back to the basics. A lot of them offer great, we offer great training. There's a couple that I know that around that do have some systems and some training. And I would say don't reinvent the wheel. The person who invited you into that business has already been there and done that business. And I would say just you could meet with that person or maybe the person above them for some mentoring and just get down to the basics of what your business is about. And with mine, it's just sharing the product. And so that's what I, you know, started doing again. It's just getting back into the field and meeting with people. And so there's, you know, there's really no need to struggle with it because someone has already been there and done it. And so just look to see what has worked, you know, maybe meet with someone and find out what's worked with them because people love to share, love to help, love to teach. And I'm reading a book right now that talks about how we only have to ask and we forget that it's okay to ask because people want to help and they want to share. And so don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And I think, you know, you brought up a really good point in that women, especially, like, you know, we love to help other women. But also, at the same time, I think as women, sometimes we are afraid to ask for help or we hesitate to ask for help or whatever. And I don't know why, but I know that that's not uncommon, unfortunately.
Well, we're a lot of times in the household, we're making a lot of decisions all the time, you know, from what's going to be, you know, served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner to, you know, what the schedule for the kids are, what activities are we doing this weekend. We're always making those decisions, and people are relying on that for us. And a lot of people rely on women, you know, in the household to take care of a lot of things. And so we put that on ourselves. And we feel like not only we can, because we have shown that we can, but that, you know, this is what we do. I make the decisions. I don't, you know, I take care of everyone else kind of mentality. And so I think we forget to stop and, you know, ask for opinions and ask for help. So definitely.
Yes, I think you're right. Absolutely. Well, very good. Well, Susan, thanks so much for being on the show. How do people learn more about you?
They can learn more about me through my website, which is it's Beauty by Suzy. So it's www.beautybysuzy. It's beautybysuzy.com, and that's the direct link to my website that has all of my contact info on there. I am also on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, and unfortunately, after I already started using the Beauty by Suzy, that name was taken on Facebook. So it's Mary Kay by Suzy, I believe, is my Facebook page. But hopefully you can search for Susan Wilson and Mary Kay, and I will come up on Facebook. And I also have an Instagram, Beauty by Suzy, and Twitter account, Beauty by Suzy. So find me on there. tweet me, like me, share with me, and hopefully you'll enjoy some of the things that I put out there.
Awesome. Very good. Well, any final thoughts, anything that you'd like to sum up today's show with and share with everybody?
I think that, and one of the reasons that I continue to have this dual practice of dual careers is that we live in a great country. We live in it. Especially where we live here with this beautiful weather. But you can be whoever you want to be. You can have the happiness that you deserve. All it is takes is just to get out there and start working for it. But it's all there for you. In whatever form that means for you, but just go out there and get it, and don't let anyone else tell you otherwise.
Well, I love that. I love that. Susan, again, thanks so much for being on today's show. I really appreciate it, and the listeners can go to the show notes, and everything will be in there, and I appreciate you being here.
You're welcome. Thank you much, Jackie. Had a good time.
So that's how you get it all done when you're working a full-time career and balancing your direct sales business. So hopefully that's inspired you a little bit to, first of all, not be afraid to talk to people who are in those more professional status type careers that we often look at with attorneys and insurance sales, real estate agents, doctors, that type thing. So get out that chicken list and reach out and see if there's a solution that you could fill with someone along those lines. You can find the show notes over at JackieElmer.com/171. And if you've gotten value out of today's show, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know what you liked about the show. Let me know any insights that you have. And if you have a question for the show, just add the hashtag #JackieElmer or #JackieElmer. And I will see that and I will get any questions answered on an upcoming show that you may have. Again, don't forget my Inner Circle coaching program. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and get the details there. And that's it. If you like this, again, I love reviews over on iTunes. You can go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher and leave me a review. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.